Episode 1393, Give the Gift God Gave You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. It is daylight savings time coming to a close. That means you get to fall back today. Whoop, whoop, gain an extra hour. Well, sort of, kind of, not exactly, but we do for just a brief moment in time. Give the gift God gave you. Let's work on our relationship, our marriage. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, can you believe it? The holidays are here. Halloween is past and shopping has begun. Maybe you've already started your holiday shopping. Well, I want to talk about relationships and how shopping relates to our marriages. Day to day in marriage, it's tough to keep it fresh. But there's one thing that you have which no one else can give. Give the gift God gave you. Believe it or not, this gift doesn't cost anything. You can't go out and buy it and soon place it under the Christmas tree. With the holidays drawing near, I saw my first holiday shopping commercial. Yes, just 2 days ago, I believe it was November 1st. Guess who it was? Yes, a box store that we all so love and probably frequent a little too often. Now, I'm all about skipping Halloween, but Thanksgiving? Oh, no. Gotta have my turkeys. Anyway, as I watched the commercial, I thought about my sweet husband. He is the hardest one to surprise with exactly what he would want. So I have to begin planning early. I have to be really thoughtful and systematic as to what can I get the man that I love. When you've spent almost 30 years of your life together, you begin to kind of scratch your head going, he's growing, I'm growing. What can we do together to grow and what can I gift him? Oh, the challenge of giving to the one you love. I'm sure you can relate. Well, I do my best to look beyond just something that can be placed under the tree. Yes, I love the little gadgets. There are some cool ones that come every year, and Santa Claus does a good job of putting those all in the stocking stuffers. But you see, God gave the greatest gift in a manger. Giving a gift to your spouse this holiday season doesn't mean you have to break your earthly bank. That's why we're starting early on what you can give to your spouse. Now, marriage is challenging, right? We know that. And throughout the year, it requires us to be constantly working on it. And to think you now have less than 2 months left in the year to give the gift to the man of your dreams, the pressure is on. And as you know, giving a gift creates what? A connection. When you give a gift, do you just give it to give? No, usually it's not necessarily giving, expecting something in return, but it's giving because of. There's a reason attached to it. There's a connection. Now, it's not the only way to make a connection, is it? No, of course not. But it's a form of communication which requires action on your part. However, this time though, I want you to think outside the box. Literally, it's not about what you can wrap up and put a bow on. It's about giving the gift God gave you. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Give the gift God gave you. It's not about shopping online. I'm sure you're into shopping online. I know I am. I love it. It's convenient. My kids come home. Oh, Mom, I need this. Okay, let me get on and see how fast I can get here. 2-day free shipping. I'm all about it. Amazon Prime, here we go. And it's not about driving to 13 department stores. I'm also all about shopping in store too. Maybe you do a combination of both, or maybe you're one or the other. This season, I don't want you to make it about the online shopping experience or the in-store shopping experience. To find the gift you can give, you need only to take inventory of what is growing in your life. What you have is what you give. And you have a lot to give. Now, you might be saying, whoo, I thought the pressure was on before, but now the pressure's really on. I'm supposed to look inward and upward. Oh, yes, you are. Don't let the hustle and bustle of this world steal the gift meant for your spouse. See, there's something special about you and your spouse. When you come together, there's a partnership. There's a spark. And when you're together, it's like fireworks go off. Now, there are days I'm sure you wish you weren't together. I get it. We're real and we're raw here. But I also know that deep down, you love him. And you want to give him more than just stuff under a tree. Look inward and upward. I've got a question for you, a reflection one. What has God given you that you can gift in return to your husband? Think throughout your year. You may need to take some time and write it down and journal a little bit about it. This is not an overnight success. Chew on it. Let it stir in your heart. Pray about it. The one thing you give can be life-changing in your marriage. Maybe you have been selfishly keeping something from your husband, and I'm not talking about the things maybe you bought already that you're going to stick under the tree for surprises, or maybe you've been up to something not of no good, but of good, and there are just things that you kind of keep quiet because you think, well, if he doesn't know, what he doesn't know won't hurt him. I get that, and it's not that you're trying to do it on purpose, right? But just because you think he has all he needs, you have heavenly talents. It's time you start using them to better your marriage. Maybe you're an encourager. How can you encourage your husband more? I think we as women take for granted that our husbands get everything that they need at work when it involves work. And their bosses give them the training that they need. Sometimes, you know what? The training needs to come from home. The love, the encouragement, the that a boy, you got this. We all need that. And who better than for it to come from the one and only that he trusts his life with? So if you're an encourager and that's something that you are just good at, then share it with your husband. Be creative this holiday season. How can you encourage more and be a part of that area in his life? Not only will it grow you, but it will grow him. Maybe you're an organizer. Oh my goodness, I have some incredible people in my life that are organizers. Now, I like to think that I can organize, but usually my mess equals organization. With 5 children and a husband and me just feeling like I'm always on the go, organization, I wouldn't say that I'm the organizer, but I think I do a halfway decent job. But maybe that's something that you just excel in. Maybe you want to help him with his office, but never opened yourself up to the opportunity of helping him. We sometimes step back like, oh, that's his territory. And if he wants me to help, he'll ask me. Okay, let me ask you this question. How good are guys at asking for directions when they're lost? You got my point. Our guys, our men in our lives, they don't always ask when they need. And so this is an opportunity for you to step in, to bless him beyond being an incredible wife. And honestly, us as women, I think we just kind of sit on the back burners like, you know, I'm just going to do my due. I'm going to just kind of fall in line with what is expected of a wife. And yes, I believe those expectations change over time, but I also believe some things are lost. And we think that our husbands are getting their needs met when it comes to their work, when it comes to their environment, by other things in their life and not by us. There's so much more. You have a gift that God has given you. You need to share it with your husband. Maybe you're an igniter. You chase your dreams and your husband has had a desire to chase his. Help him chase his dreams. Maybe he wants to be an author. Figure out a way to take that next step for him to begin to write. What does that look like? Now, yes, can you buy him a beautiful journal with a gorgeous pen? And then you can do some other things? Of course you can. Am I telling you not to go out and purchase things? No. What I am, though, saying is that sometimes we look too much for the stuff of this world to fill our hearts. And that leaves us with what? A void. When you have a void in your heart, nothing can fill it but God. And God has given a gift to you, which means what? You can fill a void in your spouse's heart. It's incredible. I know when I started podcasting and I thought this was kind of really crazy idea that I was starting, my husband was very, very supportive. And at the very, very beginnings of the first, I kid you not, probably almost the first 18 months, if not more, he listened to the podcast episodes. And in actuality, that made me so nervous knowing that he was listening, because I was telling stories and I thought, oh my gosh, he's going to come home one day and say, honey, why did you share that story? But he never did. He would comment once in a while, or he would actually do what I was talking about. See, he was taking my gift that God gave me. And no, that's not just running my mouth and sharing my words, but sharing a gift, a way of communication, a coaching, a calling, a talent that I have. And he was absorbing it. And then in turn, using it to what? Help himself. Do you know how much that meant to me? It was humongous in our marriage. And this was just shortly after, I would say probably, let me think, I got to calculate here, maybe about 3 and a half years coming off of our craziness, when I began the whole situation, okay, or began the idea of building Create Your Now and what that looked like. It was actually more like 5 years by the time we actually started the podcast. And so when he was listening, it was incredible. And I saw him grow. You see, he was taking a part of me, a gift that God had given me. And yes, I'm not telling you to go and start a podcast. I get that. What I am telling you, though, is that we have more to give inwardly than we do in a box. God gave us the best gift in the world, in a manger. What are you going to give your husband this season? I really want you to think about that. And I know it's just the first Saturday in November, but if you're a planner, if you're like, oh, I've already got my list done. In fact, I've already got 3 presents done for him. He doesn't need any more. Oh, yes, he does. He needs you. He needs you. And there's something about awakening your own gifts and giving what you have to someone else. Now, this may be scary. I know it was scary for me, but at the same time, it was an absolute blessing. I want you to feel that blessing. I want you to experience it. And maybe you don't know how to begin it. Guess what? It's not too late. The end of the year is not here, and Christmas has not come and gone yet. So if you click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. And guess what? We can talk about your gift and what you can do to surprise your husband this Christmas. Yes, it's not too late and we've got time, but you have to be bold and take action today. Let's make a connection. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear all about you and the gift that you want to give your husband. You know, I really wondered what this whole thing of the holidays might bring this year. And there's a lot going on in the world today. You turn on the radio, you turn on social media, you turn on the regular traditional TV, you turn on YouTube, whatever it is that you're watching, unless if it truly is a DVD and the only commercials that are on there are commercials for other movies, you're seeing stuff that sometimes you just don't want to see because it just seems so bad. And I honestly believe that we're getting tired of it. And what happens is we bring that negative energy and all the stuff that we hear and we absorb at work, at school, in our community, in the drive-through, at the grocery store, at the department store, and even online, because we get those little, you know, ads that pop up and you see them whether or not you acknowledge them, your mind registers it. And you've got more negative than positive coming in. This holiday season, you're not letting the negative come in. You're letting the positive come in. Give the gift God gave you. Start thinking about it now. I know for me, I'm working on it. And maybe here in a couple weeks, I'll share with you what I'm working on. But it is something that's a little more challenging. And so I really wanted to challenge you in advance, not just the week or two before, but giving you time to think on this, because this isn't an overnight success. You got to let it stir your heart. Lord, what gift have you given me, or gifts have you given me? Maybe it's a multitude of gifts, two or three things that are tied up that you need to give your husband. Maybe you're a prayer warrior. Do you know how often we do not pray with our spouses? It's really sad. People who are married will pray apart from each other more than they will pray together. I don't know what it is. They share a bed. They're very intimate. But oh, prayer, it's going a little too far. Really? No. Maybe it's a gift of prayer that you need to give your spouse. Allow this to stir your heart. And I pray that you will think deep and hard about what God wants you to gift to your husband this year. I know you're going to have fun with it. So this weekend, watch what he's doing. Pay attention to his mannerisms, how he responds in certain situations. That will give you an idea as to maybe where you can start. I pray that you have a blessed weekend. Fill it with nothing but joy and lots of smiles. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.